A member of the British House of Lords, Lord Boaton, Paul Boaton, says Africa holds a great potential for its youth, and this must not be lost on them. The youth, he says, must earn the respect they deserve by their actions, while the older generation reach out to the youth to win their trust and respect in a reciprocal gesture. Mr. Boaton thinks what is happening in London is a lesson for Africa not to disintegrate the family system. He tells Radio Ghana's Augustus Okwei the response of the British Parliament to the youth violence in London.
We'll begin to ask ourselves these questions now and begin to search for answers now. But when Parliament returns in September, I think we will see a renewed focus on getting to the bottom of this and beginning the process of learning the lessons of healing and reconstruction.
As we deal with Parliament now, are there any implications for Ghana and African countries?
Look, I think we've got to recognize this is a global phenomenon. Disaffected youth is not the sole prerogative and preserve of young people in Britain. Young people are disaffected and disillusioned all over the world. I think it's very important that African young people, rather than being disaffected and disillusioned, recognize that as this is the continent with the greatest number of young people in the world, we are the oldest continent geologically, this is the cradle of mankind, but we are the youngest continent demographically. Young people in Africa have got everything to be optimistic about. This continent has a great future. They have to be part of that future. The older generation needs to reach out to young people and give them a sense that they are a part of the future, but also a part of the present, and that they are listened to and regarded and respected now. But young people in turn have to earn that respect by their conduct. So I think the lesson that Britain has to offer is you need to avoid going down the road, I fear, that we have gone down. You need to preserve strong African families. You need to respect elders and authority, as is traditionally the African way. When that goes, then you have problems. But also, and significantly, and this is an issue, I think, particularly for Africa, there's sometimes a tendency in our society in Africa to disregard young people. Oh, you are a small boy. Who are you to tell me X, Y, or Z? Well, actually, it's quite important not to treat people like small boys or small girls.
Member of the British House of Lords, Paul Boaton.